Hey, this is Perry Marshall. I am here with Bill Seagraves, and Bill is the CEO of Catch Fire Funding. And Bill is a specialist in accessing IRAs, 401ks, and retirement plan money for funding small business startups. And that's a pretty useful thing, considering that a lot of people do have money invested that way. They don't have access to it, as we will discuss, and that, you know, small businesses need capital. And so, Bill, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you, Perry. I truly appreciate it.
And so I just want to talk to you today about, you know, how small businesses get funded and a little bit of your story and some things about the tax code that people might not know. Could you kind of describe how did you find your way into this crazy world of helping small businesses get off the ground?
Sure. I'd be happy to. I help people on three kind of distinct levels. The initial part of the relationship is funding options to meet a near-term dream. People starting a business or people looking to grow their business in a kind of a current time frame. But beyond that, I try to help position people to minimize some of the costs of being in business through minimizing taxes or eliminating interest, things along those lines while they're in business. And then I hope to help them position themselves to meet the ultimate dream of their post business experience of typically retirement or other endeavors in life. To kind of give a background or a history of how I got here is, like most of my clients, I was once in that corporate world, the Dilbert Cube experience. And about 15 years ago, I left that experience and started upon my entrepreneurial journey. And through a series of businesses, I truly came to learn about what works and what doesn't work, what are the things that subtract from the business experience and what adds to the business experience, and certainly how you structure the business from the beginning and how you fund your business is a big part of my clients' overall success is what I found. Early 2000s, I happened upon this concept of using retirement funds, and truly, I think the light bulb went on and I captured this can truly help people be successful in business. And I decided to start the first of two companies as it relates to using retirement funds as a business investment.
So what happens if somebody, you know, just tries to get their retirement money without going through these special channels? That what's the obstacles that they're going to hit?
Well, the process that most people go through is really a self-evaluation process. They determine that a business opportunity is at hand, and they try to decide what's the best approach for funding it. And traditional options are go out and get a bank loan, typically through the SBA, tap into their savings, or tap into other investments like home equity. Those were the traditional options. In today's environment, economic environment over the last few years, stock market's down, home equity values are down, and the credit markets have seized up. And in an overall personal business balance sheet, or personal balance sheet, the only thing left on the table has been retirement funds. And in a traditional thought process, retirement funds certainly are accessible, but they're accessible with quite a bit of pain. You can do a withdrawal, do a distribution, and the government's going to subject those monies to a 10% penalty if you're 59 and a half or less. And then they're certainly going to subject those monies to a tax situation. So I coach people to kind of think of it as turning 100% money into 60% money and having 60 cents on the dollar after that process. Our program allows them to have a different perspective on using those monies. Instead of doing a withdrawal, we're going to show them how to use it as an investment, an investment in whole. 100% of those dollars can be used if they choose to.
So I think it's pretty obvious to everybody, I hope it is anyway, that the credit card limits have been reduced, and frankly, a lot of small businesses get funded on credit cards. You know, that's just fact, but they've tightened up their credit requirements. I mean, going to a bank and getting you know, money from them is probably for most people almost a laughable proposition. I mean, is that fair? I mean, can you really get much money from banks these days? Is there a special way?
There's not. And in full disclosure, we do help people with lending options also. And our volume of loans is 30 or 40% of what it was 2 or 3 years ago. And then only the cream of the crop actually get funding. And it, certainly if people have questions about that strategy, I'm happy to share, probably on a separate call. But I think your context is the deals that we're seeing are few and far between.
And so you've got a little little thing here that you put on Q&A sheet. My future self is going to thank. What do you mean by that? What's going on with that one?
Well, I think the concept is that there's multiple levels of benefit. And my true mission in life is to educate people on those levels of benefit. The first level is generally what starts the conversation. People are looking for that business funding solution. But beyond that, the strategy has an inherent part of it, a tax planning, a reduction of business expenses through interest component to it. And it truly, the retirement plan ultimately becomes, you know, planning for your future. And I think the concept there is it's not just accessing the money. It really is used to tee people up for business expense. I mean, business success.
So unpack that a little more, because I'm still a little unclear. Walk me through that.
Okay. What I find is the easiest way for people to kind of get their head wrapped around the program. And so let me give you a little bit of a foundation is we use a 401k retirement plan as our tool. And if people think back to their experience and what they were educated by their employers and by the government and things for the reasons they should be participating in a 401k, in the first place, certainly apply in this situation. So the retirement plan becomes a tool to invest in the business. So the concept is think about working for a company like IBM. As an IBM employee, you participate in the IBM 401k. You put money away through salary deferral, company match, profit share, or transfer from a prior plan, and then IBM provides investment options. Typically, it's two separate tracks. Track one is a menu of mutual funds you can invest your money in. Track two is IBM stock. Now, in the mutual fund setting, the participant's investing in somebody else's business, so there's no entrepreneurial leverage at all in that setting. But if you can get your head wrapped around being able to buy IBM stock or employer stock and apply it to a setting where you have your corporation participating in your 401k and investing your 401k dollars in your company's stock. That's the transaction that is in question there. Go ahead.
So you're helping people be able to do that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So the risk is, you know, if something goes wrong with your company, then the company is risking, the retirement plans on its own stability. But the upside is a small company has a lot more growth potential and equity, increase potential than IBM does. Am I reading that right?
You do. And that's a big part of our education process is to help people understand what the pros and cons are. And most, if not all of our clients conclude that it's better to invest in themselves than have their monies invested in somebody else's business.
Well, you know, that's kind of what the entrepreneurial game is all about, right?
Absolutely.
You go, well, you know, I might try different things 10 different times, and I might wipe out 9 times, but one of those times I'm going to hit the ball out of the park, and it's going to make up for the other 9, and that's how venture capitalists think. And so what you're saying is, well, you know, welcome to the game that you're already in. You know, if you believe in your idea, then yeah, here's a way to use retirement funds to bet on yourself.
Exactly.
And I believe in the compound interest of investing in yourself. I'm not sure where I got it from, but, you know, probably 20 years ago when Laura and I are first married, our natural inclination was if there's some way that we need to invest in ourselves, then we're just going to do it. period.
Exactly.
Right? So, all right. So who can participate in this and who can't? What are the stipulations?
Well, certainly a business needs to be at hand. So the entrepreneurs of the world, are kind of our demographic that we're working with. To qualify, there's really two simple qualifications. One, you need to have retirement funds. And two, those retirement funds need to be available for transfer to another plan. So our process includes a rollover process where you can move monies out of, it needs to be a pre-tax type account. So IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457 programs, pre-tax pension, pre-tax annuity funds would all qualify for the plan. And the process is the same for each of those. There's no uniqueness based on the type of fund that the money's going to come from. So the people that don't qualify tend to be people that are not, or that are still employed, and they're not looking to leave their employment in the near term, and their money is tied up in a current employer's 401k. It are the typical people that would not qualify for our program.
Okay, but if a person, they are in their own company, and does that mean it has to be an LLC or any particular kind of structure, or it just has to be their employer of record, or what?
No, the government, quite a few regulations relate to 401k, and the ability for a 401k to make an investment in a company requires that we duplicate everything that a large corporation has. So back to my IBM example, it needs to be a regular corporation like IBM. So LLCs and S corporations do not qualify for the program.
Okay. So sometimes your process means incorporating under the right corporate structure.
It does.
Okay. Got it. And why is this such a, I don't know, such a secret? I mean, you don't hear people talking about this kind of stuff very much.
Well, it's a secret in some circles. It's less of a secret in other circles. In the franchise world, it's a very prevalent application. And it's probably because in the franchise world, it's a very process-driven sales process. And it just takes, and there's very specific professionals that are facilitating that sales process. So it's a matter of education to those sales professionals, and so that they introduce it to the people coming through their process. In a non-franchise situation where people are relying upon CPAs or attorneys for their legal advice, I don't know this for an absolute fact, but my intuition would say that in law school and accounting school, that they educated those professionals on retirement funds, but they focused on the things you cannot do with your retirement funds. They called them prohibited transactions. So you can't do this and you can't do that. And I think that's what was ingrained in their education. So as they move forward in life, they they're providing advice to their business owners as they come through. They generally just reject the notion that this is an available option. Now, through an education process, I have these 10-minute calls with attorneys and CPAs on a very regular basis and explain to them it's very simply a duplication of what large corporations have been doing with 401ks since day one of 401ks. And all of a sudden, the light bulb turns on and says, oh, I never thought about it from that perspective. Typically, a business owner will couch the question in terms of using retirement funds to invest my business without the background that it's a 401k is the tool. And that's where their experience and their education comes in and tends to put this in a situation where it's thought that it's not allowed.
So what are the pros and cons of having a self-directed 401k, and who should be doing this and who shouldn't? Because I know in our previous conversations, we've talked about the fact that not everybody that thinks that they want this should be given it. And you're a little careful about, you know, like if somebody wants to take this and go on a cruise, this is not why you're doing that.
Sure. Right? Absolutely. Having a 401k for your business should be the kind of the criteria for deciding if this is the right program for you. If, as an employee of your business, you would like to have the benefits of having a 401k, the being able to take a portion of your personal salary, put it away, have the company make matching contributions, have the company be able to make profit-sharing contributions, and building for your own future retirement, if that's something that you would like to do, then that's one of the pros of the program. If you want to be able to offer a retirement plan program to your employees, if you have employees, and helping them plan for their retirement is certainly part of the deal. Having access to the investment option of being able to invest in your business is certainly one of the major benefits, and that's what starts the conversation with my clients. But I coach them on an overall scale. They need to think about this. Does it make sense to have a 401k as part of their business? And when we go through the details of being able to invest in your business with pre-tax dollars, being able to take profits out of the business on a tax-deductible basis to the corporation and a tax-deferred basis to our clients, and then being able to hold ownership of this business in a tax-deferred environment. So it's really a cradle-to-grave tax benefit, and that's where I come back to that there's three levels of support that that we provide and that we're trying to coach them to ultimately reach their end objectives of post-business experience. I truly am trying to paint that picture for them of how this 401k can be of a long-term benefit to them. Now, to answer the question of who does not qualify, people who just want to have access to the cash and they have no intent to operate a true operating business and grow it over the long term or participate in a 401k, those are the people that really shouldn't be using our strategy.
So is there anything else about this that we haven't really talked about? From what I understand, I need to have a corporate structure that allows shareholders. I need a self-directed 401k. I can't be working for my existing employer. I have to be my own employer, employed by my corporation. What sizes of businesses are eligible for this? What is there too small or too large where it wouldn't really make sense?
There's no regulatory size. The government doesn't indicate that you have to have a certain volume or a certain number of employees. We do have clients that are as small as an employee of one, the independent entrepreneur, up to we have clients that mature to the point where they have 10, 20, 25, 30, 40 employees. And the size of the businesses, we've done business investments as small as $25,000, and we've done business investments that were certainly greater than $1 million.
So 25 grand to $1 million, that's the range, right?
That's correct. Okay. Our kind of our sweetheart or our the vast majority of it tends to be in that 20 to 250,000.
So if we were to think of this as an ATM, what's the ATM usage fee? Cost of money to set all this up. Could you give just some ballpark estimate of what those costs are?
So are you asking about implementation costs?
Yeah, is that right? Because they need you to put this together and orchestrate it so it's all legal, I think, correct?
Sure. Implementation costs are on the order of $4,000 to $5,000. And then there tends to be some ongoing costs related to government reporting requirements. Some of our clients take care of the reporting themselves, but most of our clients would outsource that either back to Catch Fire Funding or to their CPA. It has to do with a Department of Labor report and making sure that everything is square inside the retirement plan on an annual basis. And there's some statement requirements, plan statements, participant statements. So most people who've participated in 401k can kind of see the mechanics of what's going on, or at least they see the results of the mechanics of what's going on. And there's a cost associated with doing that. And you can budget it's going to cost you about $700 per year to do that. But those costs tend to be offset by the tax savings that the program allows.
So yeah, let's talk about tax savings a little more. It seems to me that that's a major factor of whether you actually make financial headway in the world or not. It's, you know, how much of that you can avoid. So tell me about that.
Sure. So let's put some numbers to an example. Let's say that there's a business owner. It's a husband and wife situation. They may have a few part-time employees that are helping them along. They gross $250,000 or $300,000 in their business. So it's a somewhat of a micro business, but not insubstantial business. And from that, $150,000 falls to the bottom line before they've paid themselves a salary. Certainly, they will need to extract some money to meet their basic living needs. And for easy math purposes, let's say that's $100,000. So they're left with $50,000 of what I term discretionary profits. They have some options that they could use that $50,000 for. They could certainly take that out as additional salary and bonus and be subject to personal taxes on that, on those monies. They could reinvest that back into the business if they chose to. Either of those two options are tax deductions to the corporation. They could retain those earnings inside the corporation, and the corporation would be subject to the taxation on those dollars. Where the 401k comes into play is the 401k becomes a tool to take that $50,000 and have it go back to the owner's 401k accounts, either through a salary deferral or a company match or a profit share. And where the money's going back to the 401k, that's a tax deductible expense to the corporation and a tax deferred event to our clients. So we coach them on, as the business matures out and the profits begin to grow, let's start taking chunks of profits out of the business. And it's pretty substantial chunks. Individual limitations are up to $49,500 per year per owner. And in the situation of a husband, spouse, you know, that's nearly $100,000 that can be pulled out of the business today. No current taxation. Go into your 401k. Your nest egg begins to grow again with this long-term objective of having the money you need to meet whatever your long-term life objectives are.
So tell me if I understand this correctly. When you have a corporation that you own and it's paying you income, then if the money passes through to you, then you're going to pay income at your tax bracket, whatever it is, 25%, 30%, whatever, right?
Yes.
If the money is kept by the corporation as a profit, the corporation, I believe, pays 35% tax on that, right?
Well, it's there's a scale deal. Yeah, it's 15% on the first $50,000, 20% on the next $25,000, and then it goes up very substantially from there.
Okay, right. So you could pay corporate taxes, or you can pay personal taxes, but either way, you're going to pay taxes. What you're saying is, now I have a tool where if I have a good year, I can put up to $50,000 in my 401k, and now I do not pay taxes on that money until I collect it in my retirement.
That's correct.
So it the self-directed 401k becomes another nice little, you know, moving the money between this pocket, this pocket, this pocket. We can minimize our tax liability. Maybe have no tax liability on that money, which that's certainly very nice.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But Perry, and then I think you take that thought process to the next level of what happens at business exit, and it's the same type of thought process. And I'm going to try to provide a contrast here. If you buy a business today for $100,000 and you hold it for 5 years and it's now worth $300,000, if you had invested in the traditional business funding ways of a loan or savings or home equity, when you sold that business, you would be subject to capital gains taxes on that net $200,000 gain. Hmm. But because the retirement plan has made the investment on your behalf and the retirement plan is a tax-deferred shareholder in the business, when you sell that business for $300,000, that $300,000 goes back to the owner participant's 401k account, and there's not a exit tax, so to speak. It goes back, again, tax-deferred, subject to potential taxation when they withdraw it at retirement. And that's where my coaching of Cradle to Grave of Business Ownership, there's a tax benefit at every level as it relates to our program.
Got it. There was a few bullets that we put in the email about this. One of them was how to regularly stash $75 in your pocket for about the cost of a cup of coffee and a muffin at Starbucks, then multiply it by thousands. What do you mean by that? That's intriguing.
Well, it goes back to that multi-level tax savings and the compounding component of that. If people can relate back to their 401k experience and being able to take money out of their paycheck, where they would, if they didn't take the money out of their paycheck and put it in their 401k, if they just kept it into their pocket, then they would be subject to that. That 40-50% immediate hit. They wouldn't receive the company match on a tax deferred basis. So it's that same concept of why people would want to have a 401k and why they would want to participate in that 401k and get all the benefits of long term and compounded tax savings moving forward. When you do the math and try to put it into the context of something that people can relate to, it really is. You can put in a cup of coffee, the value of a cup of coffee, and receive $75 of value in the future out of the program.
Got it. Somebody asked, what are the limits, restrictions, differences when your money is in a 403b instead of a IRA or 401k? Is that an applicable question here?
It is.
Okay.
The concept there is that pre-tax dollars in pre-tax retirement accounts, whether they be 401k, IRA, 403b, 457 programs, would all qualify. Our process is the same. We have to set up this new 401k and people have to move monies from their current accounts. It doesn't matter what type of account it is, as long as it's one of those pre-tax accounts, into this newly formed 401k. And it's done through a direct rollover, which means it's going from qualified plan to qualified plan. No withdrawals, no distributions, therefore no taxes, no penalties.
Interesting. So, Bill, you have an intake process where if people want to explore this, they can look at their options, and if they want to talk to you, there's some information that you want to get from them to help the conversation along. So if somebody says, hey, this looks like a pretty viable way to grow my business, what do they do?
Couple of options. They can certainly call, and either my staff or I will start the conversation. All of our process ultimately ends in a conversation with me. At the end of the day, I want to make sure that they are making a fully informed decision. So I take on the burden of having that at least last stage education component. They can certainly give me a call, toll free 877-702-2040. Website is www.catchfirefunding.com. There's quite a bit of self-study education resources on the website. We offer a variety of other self-study programs, email courses, white papers that are available for subscription onto the website also. It really is just a matter of starting a conversation through one of our channels. For the listeners of today's call, I have set up a special landing page and have a special offer for people that care to access that. That is you can find that on our website, www.catchfirefunding.com/perry.html.
catchfirefunding.com/perry.html.
Uh-huh.
So you got a special offer for Planet Perry people.
I do.
All right. That's good. And what else do you think a person needs to know that we haven't mentioned? Anything?
No, I think we've covered the high level topics. Certainly not everybody's situation is the same. So there can be some situations where we need to do some tinkering. One of the things that may be more appropriate to the listeners today who may be in business for themselves is that they already may have an entity structured. It may not be that C corporation. We certainly help people through conversion processes to take them from where they're at today and get them in a situation where they can apply the program. But I'd be happy to talk about the specific details as those situations arise.
And you've helped quite a few people do this, and you've been in business for a while. Can you just give us a little bit of a lowdown on that?
Sure. I discovered this program in 2003, and I was really looking for alternative investment options for my retirement funds and my wife's retirement funds. It was really an exploration of, you know, how can we get more bang for our buck out of our retirement funds? And happened upon this as a strategy. The light bulb went on, and I truly saw that I could help people understand. I didn't believe that the marketplace was fully serving the long-term good of the community. And launched the first of two businesses I've owned that offered this program in 2004, and have had conversations with thousands of people, and I haven't done a recent count, but I am confident that my total client count is in excess of 500 and probably closer to 600 or greater today.
Yes, so that's good. You've helped about 500 businesses go through this process, so you've kind of got it down to a well-oiled machine, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Bill, I want to thank you for being here today. I am sure that some people will find this to be a very attractive way to go. And catchfirefunding.com/perry.htm, right?
HTML.
HTML. And
and allow me real quick, I just want to share with you a resource that I find helpful in operating my business, and this is really the special offer. There's a book authored by Diane Kennedy. The name of the book is Loopholes for the Rich. It is, you know, how the rich get the biggest benefit from a tax planning perspective, and really highlights this whole thought process of managing taxes and reducing expenses and things along those lines. And I feel so connected to that book that I want to offer that book as really, you know, a gift. If people will go to that website and register, there's a link to set up a direct appointment with me if they'll spend 15 to 30 minutes with me, share what their situation is. I'll be happy to share my experiences. I'll be totally blunt with them if I don't think the program is right for them. But at the same time, I'm going to give them all of the information they need to make a fully informed decision. And if they'll do that, I'd be happy to provide that book as a gift just for having that conversation.
Excellent. Well, Bill, I'm glad we could talk today, and I'm glad you're out there doing something like this, because there aren't a huge number of options for small business. So, excellent.
Well, thank you, Perry. I truly appreciate it.